All right, welcome back to Platinum Property Training's podcast, where we're talking about business. Tonight, we have Chris in from
MacShare Construction Limited, we're a construction company, family run, based in Dublin, work throughout Leinster, right, a full range of services from commercial fit outs to house renovations, new builds, extensions, we do attics and all external works also. So we do a bit of everything and we like to think that we do quality each and every time.
Lovely stuff. So we'll get into the nitty gritty with a few different things tonight. As you know, in the property trade, as you should know, yeah, we're talking to you back inside. well, it's a sin if you're not in rental business or if you're not in the property trade. I know you're going to be heading into that space sometime soon.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I mean, you guys, with your knowledge, your brother's on board with you now.
Yeah, he came on about 9 months ago. His background is in heavy groundworks. He was out in Microsoft Data Center. A contracts manager for a leading civil engineering. My father was a bricklayer, his father was a builder, a chippy by trade, went from North Mayo to build Gatwick Airport in the 50s. Okay. You know what I mean? So it's in us.
Thoroughbred.
Thoroughbred, third generation, boy. I tell you what, which I didn't tell you, my other brother is property solicitor for Philip Lee.
He's a property solicitor.
Yeah.
Lovely stuff. Yeah. So I might get him in here as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, you'd love it as well. Yeah.
Lovely stuff. Lovely stuff. Well, look, you're very, very welcome back. So what we're doing with this, we take the people there, the knowledge from the people that have it, and give it to the people that need it, and absolutely, it helps them out.
100%.
So you're going to have the opportunity to shed a bit of brown what you do. I know I've seen a good bit of your Instagram stuff. I like it. I know we talked the other on about Lucas.
Yeah, Lucas. Yeah. Reuven Cartel. Absolute gentleman. Yeah. Absolute gentleman. Yeah. So yeah, we're also pushing hard into flat roofing, waterproofing, polyurethane based products. Your roof is crucial for your personal life and your business life.
Yeah,
you know, everyone needs to have a sound roof over their heads, and it's kind of a nitty gritty kind of situations when a lot of people get done out in roofing circles and that, like, you know, and we want to just take it and really formalize it, and then this is the product, this is what we're doing.
Yeah, lovely stuff. And he has a little training room down. I've been down once or twice.
Yeah,
one of our lads in here, I was telling you backstage earlier on, he's had a roof fixed by at least five times by five different companies.
Yeah,
and then he said to me one day, my wife, just to clear this out, so Luke's gonna hear this, right?
Yeah.
I'd say if she left me, she'd go to Luke. She fucking loves the man.
Yeah.
She's like, hey, look at Luke again. I think he's brilliant what he does. Great marketing side. But anyway, the back of the marketing up and to back his big mouth up, the lads that are in here, five companies had gone out to fix the roof. Lucas fixed the roof and it's never had one issue ever since. And it was a tricky roof.
Yeah, the industry is changing. Do you know what it is? PU, polyurethane.
Yeah.
It holds the world together in manufacturing. You know, wood glues, the best wood glues are polyurethane-based wood glues. The glue holding your trainers together.
They're only pennies.
Still polyurethane glue holding them together.
Right.
You know, the applications are endless with PU. It's anyone who's involved in PU chemistry, they're all love it. Polyurethane and the polyurea, especially with the new machines that we're spraying, that's what, and the back of dams are coated in it. What's that tell you? It's the best waterproofing system in the world.
And I've seen him like driving it. Now, I don't know, you know the way Luke takes the piss off?
Yeah.
I think he's a great guy. But he, Tara handed me the phone one night. She goes, look, what is he doing now? Like, he had these things coming out of his girls and all. I mean, fucking brilliant. But anyway, he had he was driving like a forklift or something like a car.
It just shows you. Yeah, so the 1 inch close out polyurethane foam, that gives insulating values of 4 inches Kingspan, 4.3 R values, 0.23 U values. You know, that's out of spray of a gun.
Yeah.
Structural integrity, 300%. And then the polyurea on top, they spray it inside the White House to make it bombproof.
Right, so it's...
It's the bee's knees, it's the way forward. Yeah. And the applications for asbestos roofs and also flat roofs, we've done 200 square meters today.
200 square meters,
insulate and waterproof.
How many is there on there?
Four men.
Jesus Christ.
There's two men yesterday cleaning, because it's all about adhesion. You wouldn't paint a dusty wall.
Yeah.
It needs to be clean. Preparation is everything. Preparation is key in anything that you do, especially roofing. Get a good clean foundation, spray it, four men today, 200 square meters.
That's a lot.
It's massive. It's a complete game changer. Flat roof and does not know what's happening.
Roughly, what's a square meter? You're not going to give away your business, but what's a square meter costing?
You're looking about 120.
Right, okay.
In and around that, yeah.
It's actually a good day for you today.
Yeah, lovely stuff.
But look, as I said, it's definitely the way forward. I mean, there's a lot of that asbestos stuff in Ireland.
Yeah, between Ireland and England, you're in the tens of millions
of roofs that are
there. And with the thing with the asbestos is, the asbestos roofs, them ACMs, no amount of asbestos, just want to say it's no amount of asbestos is a safe amount of asbestos.
Yeah.
But them concrete roofing tiles, the corrugated tiles, they're 10 to 15% asbestos.
Right.
It's not 100% asbestos, 10 to 15% asbestos, right? So they're good membranes. A lot of them are deteriorating now, but there's a lot of them that are still strong enough. It's just, you can't get people up to waterproof them, and you know, and everyone's afraid of them and that. But this new system that Lucas has, and it's HSA approved as well, you know, this is a reputable business doing this, and we're also doing it now as well through Safe Seal, our new company, and it's just going to be a complete game changer.
So Safe Seal is going to work like sister company of Mactier.
Mactier, yeah. So Safe Seal is the website we'll be launching and that, and we'll be pushing for just normal flat roofs, but also the asbestos roofs.
Lovely stuff. And anything around that level of work?
Yeah, 100%. Big volume. We can handle it.
Right, give us a little, as you know, the planting network is quite big. It's growing all the time.
Yeah.
So give us a little bit of a background to you, how you can help out people around my network.
Yes.
And what you do on a daily basis, and maybe a little bit about your past.
Yes. So myself, born over in West Sussex in Crawley. My father would have followed the work back and forth to England. Two of us were born in Ireland, two of us were born in England. My mother's Irish, my father's English, but true Irish family. But back and forth, following the work. Ended up here. I done an apprenticeship with John Sisk and Sons. So I was a carpenter, apprentice carpenter with them.
Yeah.
And then halfway through my apprenticeship, they started throwing me out to house renovations. And right. Looking after house renovations. So I was kind of thrown in the deep end and had to learn. But through with my family all being builders and that, I had a good knowledge anyways.
Yeah.
So we do commercial fit outs now as a company, but we also do house renovations.
Right.
And for people who want to get into property, we want to offer a service that you can be hands off and you can trust us.
Mm.
You know, that's what we accountability, approachability and quality. There are three main focuses that you can come to us with your issues, you can come to us with your dreams and your plans, and we'll formulate them and say, this is doable, this isn't doable, but this isn't what you need, this is what you need. Trust us, we're going to get you over the line, and we'll do it. We won't do nothing too extravagant or nothing too bog standard. A nice medium that's going to get you your rents back, good rents back, and also done in a timely manner that it's a quick turnaround.
Yeah, because, like, again, so even in this space alone, in plant proper training, we'd have a lot of people that, number one, come in, they do a level of training. Stuff is either an 8-week program. We were talking about Larkin earlier on.
Yeah,
we follow a lot of Larkin
stuff.
What
a man.
Yeah. You get to meet me. You probably pop in here and there at some point. Where we're heading with it is, there's a lot of people in our network that want to get into property, educate themselves to get into property, and then they see the likes of me and Larkin outside and they go, oh, fucking hell, that is really difficult to do.
Mm-hmm.
So partner up with the right builder that's affordable, reliable, and can get the project done. These guys and girls can put stuff in their pensions, they can raise finance for you, they have their own cash.
And it's one of the traits that a lot of people, that I know it can be hard for people to trust, but trust is something that everyone needs to have a little bit more of. Like, there's good people out there, you're a good dude, I'm a good dude. You know, not everyone's out there to scam you and to do you out of money and that. And we want to see everyone get on.
Yeah.
And if you have worked hard your life and you have a little bit of extra money and you want to buy a property, then go do it.
Yeah.
And let us handle it for you, you know? And we want repeat business. And we want other people to say, well, he's done this for me. We're not out to do anyone. We want to put together a nice package, a doable package, and execute on a timely manner.
Right, sound. Yeah, yeah. So then again, I've seen a lot of your stuff in around, like a couple of tricky projects you've done where there's been cracks down them where you've done
a crack would seem daunting, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
And I'd say if you know, if you're going to look at a house and it's more run down, what do you do? You get a better deal, don't you?
Yeah,
100%.
I know you showed me a tattoo of a bull on your chest, man, but my balls are everywhere. I've been dragging deals over the line since I'm young, so
it's not daunting to us.
Yeah,
if the first time you drive your car, what do? You drive slow.
Mm.
First 10 times, after your 10th time, start driving fast. I was listening to, is it James Sinclair, not a businessman over in, he owns the ice cream things over in England, and it's about buying businesses.
Yeah.
And that the first one's daunting, then you get used to it.
Yeah.
And you start taking bigger things. So we've done all of this. So let us hold your hand and walk you through the first one. Get yourself a good deal. If it's you're going to get a survey done on anyway. If it's not no major. Let us come in. We're professionals.
Mm. So how do you see the cracks? Like what do you like? So let's say you pulled one right back to a chimney breast. I know I've seen a bit of it on Instagram. There's a crack down there on the gate. Because let's be honest, a lot of the DA properties are, I think it was the 12, no, DA you're in.
Yeah.
So the DA properties, like, they're all Dublin stock.
Yeah.
I love them.
Yeah.
I absolutely love the challenge they bring. I love to work with them. Like, we took down a couple of walls today. I was like, this fucking whole house is going to come down. It just keeps fucking coming.
Yeah, someday the cast walls, the concrete walls, it's like, literally drag the stuff off the beach. Makes it like big stones in it that size.
Builders as pissed as rats building it.
Yeah, how do we solve them, is it?
No, like, so again, like, say one of our members are looking at one and, you know, it's come back in the survey. Yeah, it's a nice property, but that big crack down the back. Like, you just took the crack without underpinning.
Yeah.
So you just pulled the crack back to the chimney breast, am I correct?
Yeah.
What was, just explain what you done with it.
We scraped them out. We dry pat them on the external leaves, then where it's brick, we'd insert heavy bars and stuff like that, you know, and that pins it kind of together. And any structural steel then would have wings coming off it. And we bolt in either side then, so a big long wing off a structural steel. So you have a big structural steel coming down, and we wings then going up the gable ends on the outer leaf.
And I'll tie back in.
And then on that main beam coming across, it'll give support for the first floor, and then also open the attic and tie across in the chimney beam. Then we cast in situ pads.
Yeah.
Over on there. Which is,
so these are gone by engineer's recommendations.
Engineer's recommendations, yeah.
And then he pulls it back in and gets, like, because sometimes these things become unmortgageable.
Yeah.
So what I mean by that as well, now again, I know I'm going to educate you a little bit. That's what I'm here for.
Yeah.
Sometimes when we're getting a property deal, if we're buying with cash, if we're buying with private finance, which most of our crew do, we have to take a little bit of risk.
Mm.
So sometimes there is a crack and you don't want to be going fully underpinning. You just want to get it all sealed, all knit back up. And these things aren't going to blow down anyway.
No, how long have you been standing there for?
Exactly, yeah. So how many of that stock are you seeing on the daily basis? Are you just trying to operate in around the Dublin Light area?
Yeah, so we're currently doing properties for property investors.
Right, okay.
You know, these are all white flats that we're doing.
Right.
You know, there's a lot of people buying property, so these are for them. And
are you in my network?
No, I don't think he's in English.
Why not?
I'll tell you who it is after.
Yeah.
It's a big boy.
Yeah, is he? Yeah. Bring him on in.
you can only spend so much money until the fun has gone out of the investment.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So there's a little bit of understanding, and you have to say to the engineer as well sometimes, just like, hold on here, like, we're only trying to open up a parlor here. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Why are we building a massive cage in the ground and put a massive goalpost up? Like, 5-10 years ago, we would have thrown in a lintel.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you know what I mean? So there has to be a little bit of...
And that's the engineer's work.
It also depends on how involved an architect is.
Yeah.
They're calling for these, you know? Say if you're just buying one and there's no architect involved, no engineer involved.
Mm.
Just work away.
Yeah. So you just have a past history of pulling these back together.
Exactly. And then we're not here to screw anyone over. We're here to turn them over.
Yeah. So that project you're on down there now, what's it look like in what's it look like for a project for you? Without getting into the money side of things, but I mean, is it a 15-week project? Is it a 10-week?
Yeah, no, we try 12 weeks. 12 weeks, but we started this just before Christmas.
Right, okay.
And then you have the Christmas break, and then trying to get anyone to do anything the last 2-3 weeks before Christmas. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? But, like, everyone just stops working. Like.
Yeah, no, well, again, like, that. So my background was plumbing, heating, and building, and, yeah. I was telling you earlier on as well, but I mean, you get tired.
You do.
These eggs are like going to dust.
You do, man.
Hands are getting a little bit soft.
You're in holiday mode.
Yeah, well, like when it does hit Christmas for a tradesman, you're not, you can't keep going.
No, you can't.
7 days a week, 365 days.
No, and tradesmen work the hardest.
Yeah, they do, yeah.
Oh, and, no, 100%. No, so yeah, and then, so we're just about finished it now, anyways.
Yeah. So you're getting ready to wrap them up.
Yeah, again.
And is that an English investor out there buying a bit of stock in Dublin?
Yeah, and he's bought 2 more on the street.
Right, okay. So he's touching into the area. Yeah. So he's gone for the hospital job.
100 hospital, yeah.
I have a few probably at the back. Great location.
Yeah, we've got loads of jobs. 2 extra roofs, polyurethane roofs, flat roofs. And the house next door, we just pulled up all the floor, done all the new joists, insulated, new OSB for new laminate floor, new skirtings. Like we will go in and do a €300 job.
Yeah.
We also have jobs, we have a job on this $1.3 million.
Yes, you have no issue.
We'll do 3 figures, 4 figures, 5 figures, 6 figures, 7 figures.
Right, okay. We'll and what's your crew looking job. Like now?
Two chippies, 2 dry liners, my father does groundwork, he's a lad with him, and a skimmer, direct skimmer, and he is a labourer then. And the direct skimmer is the best thing I've ever done.
Yeah, because the skimmer. Yeah, I take an end beam off. You
know, yeah, no bother.
No bother.
And he's 21. He's from Clare in Offaly. He's amazing. He actually lives in Auburn Ballycullen there.
Okay.
I'm just giving you a show.
Yeah.
My name's Skimming Done. But he's amazing, and just for him to, even on the commercial, lad.
So he'll come in, do a bit of tacking for you,
he'll do anything for me.
Right, okay. So
you don't have skim, he's just...
Yeah, that's what you need.
100%. You know, but then we're also building up bigger relationships with RCT lads. Come in, need something done real quick. Come in, and do a price. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and just get it done. Like,
well, you're gonna scale. Like, I mean,
exactly.
So you take on
and then you can't do everything. And I hate letting people down.
Yeah, you know,
and I'd have no bother staying out all night, man.
Yeah.
And just not eating all day.
And just get stuff done.
Yeah, to get it done. And then you're like, who do I let down? And off. Then again, you said you have to go home with some person.
You have to have a life too.
Exactly.
Unfortunately, if you have an entrepreneur striking you, sometimes that life doesn't come. If you have your eyes set on a target,
a goal or a target,
maybe for you it's just completing projects.
Yeah.
I mean, that's tricky and difficult, and it's time consuming and it's hard.
We have one lined up now. Final price goes in on Monday. We're the only ones left in the tender process.
Yeah.
That massive new build home. It's going to stick that on the map. It's in North Dublin. That Machira on the Harden.
Actually, while we're on this.
Yes. What is that?
What the... does that mean?
Machira, so it's wolf in Irish.
Sorry, hence the wolf.
I think that's going to look deadly on my vans.
Yeah.
I have 4 vans on the road, and there's not one name on it, not one thing.
You need them.
I need it. So that's what we have a set now.
Yeah.
So I'm going to get that done. And it means son of the land. That's what translates says. It was just one of my videos is just so proud to be in the Irish construction industry.
Yeah.
Having such family involved in it. And we just want to make a name for ourselves and just give, you know, quality. I said, we're always approachable, no matter what happens.
Mm. And shit happens. And it's the thing with building as well. Like, when you're in building, heating, plumbing, shit goes wrong all the time.
Man, lad. Like, as I said, we've just gone from 6,500 square foot commercial fit out. And there's lads, pipes crossed over in the finished bathrooms. 26 bathrooms in these.
It's bound to happen.
I have peace of mind knowing that my plumbers, now they can just come and say that to me.
Yeah.
So I say, okay. Then I just go in with a hammer.
Break it up.
Break the tile.
Yeah.
You know, because you break a tile, you can break a tile.
Yeah.
I just bang, bang, bang. Right, open up that wall.
Don't make a fuss about it.
Let's go. Let's get it sorted, you know? Yeah. And that's what you have to be. If lads are cowering and not being able to say things to you, and potential clients as well, people in your team, if they're not happy with something, just tell me. And we'll just do it again. At the end of the day, this is yours. It's not mine. It's yours. And let me do it for you. how he wanted it.
Yeah, yeah. So you have a good reputation with that as well.
Absolutely.
So is your all your work coming in then through social media portals? Did you, how long have you been on social media?
Media since January.
What?
Only since January.
Did you not hear the thing called Facebook and TikTok? Honey, did you hear that? What the hell?
No.
What the hell? Six screens for like Dublin, Cork, Wexford, Galway.
I had a ghost profile on Instagram.
What?
Because I like tattoos and I like woodworking.
Yeah.
And I like stone balls and stuff like that. So yeah. I like to look at people. I was lying in the bed, and as Napoleon Hill, faith and fear are bad bedfellows, where one lies to the can't exist.
Right.
So you can't have full faith in yourself if you have fear.
Okay, so you had a little bit
I had a bit of fear and that, and then the fear left me. So I said, you know what? I'm going to do it. Look at me on the podcast.
Yeah, well, look, I mean, where attention goes, money flows.
And yeah, there's plenty of people contacting him. On it, you know. As I said, I've never advertised, and with lots of work.
You won't need to if you do social media right now. When I look into social media for me, it's not putting pictures of my kids up. I don't care about any of that.
Yeah, yeah.
Very first thing I ask Ozzy on a Monday morning is, how many posts did we hit? How many emails went out? How many this? How many that?
No, I get your emails. I'm
obsessed.
Oh, regular.
One bloke said, "Stop sending me emails." I said, "You're not going to buy them anyway, you son of a bitch." Just fucking. He's like, "I get about 4 emails a day off you," and I was like, 4.
Yeah.
The fuck, I told them to do 6, 7.
Yeah, that's like, not enough.
Keep sending them shit. Again, it's like your emails, your campaigns, your social media. For us, it's a very, very important tool. Yeah. It's where all of my money comes from.
Yeah, it brings your people in.
It does, and it brings great people in.
Yeah, yeah.
And you'll always get the dipshit. Like, we have a dipshit now, and he comments on there. He's a fool. He's commenting on everyone's thing. And I'm like, who is he? And I said, Ozzy said to me one day, don't be getting so worked up over him. And I said, but you bring the fucking fool in, I'm going to chat to him.
Yeah.
But then again, I've seen other people that are in the same space as me.
Yeah.
And, you know, some one of our team would say, oh, look, this gobshite is... targeting him now.
Yeah.
Like, he's a keyboard warrior. Who gives a shit?
Yeah, exactly.
He's
upset with his own life, you know.
He has something in there.
Something's wrong with him, lad, yeah.
The fear or whatever you were talking about.
Yeah.
Maybe
he has the fear on a Monday.
Not doing too much if he's sitting there slagging people.
No, exactly not.
Again, it's not a way of building networks, and it's definitely not a way of trying to get yourself out there. There's Ireland, England, it's a very, very small place, especially Ireland. Everybody in this business knows each other.
Oh, 100%. Everyone. You know, and you do. And I'm 29. Mm. I'll be apprenticeship 5 years. And I've already come across the same couple of people, you know. And then, especially when you start dealing with QSs and they all know each other. And I know him. He worked for him. As I say, it's tiny. And so your reputation follows you. So get off on the good foot and stay on the good
foot. That's the only thing you actually have in life.
Yeah.
Take all your money away, take whatever you have away. Your reputation is in any business.
Yeah.
Is all you have.
Yeah.
So I mean I even for when we've new staff coming in, we've different things happening all the time in our venture side of things. I lead it.
Yeah.
But if someone misleads it, don't let the door hit you in the arse on the way out. It's taking way too long to build.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna let your crumbly shit fucking knock it down.
No, and you have to keep people in check as well. Yeah.
And it's hard to, especially in the business you're in, because if you're covering the 2,000 different parts in the property and the gutters fall down.
Yeah.
You know, it's okay, the gutters fall down, but that's all they see.
Yeah.
Your client is like, that gutters are on the wall, what else is gonna happen? You're like, calm down, it's the gutters. There was a fucking storm. Relax. But some people just don't, and that's why some people are in business and some people aren't.
Yeah.
If you're good at able to stomach a storm, business is for you.
100%. Like, there's nothing that could happen. I've done it all. I worked on civils teams, on aircon contracts for KM, was going for a mortgage, straight on my apprenticeship. When we was doing a job down in Cork there, I hit the mains water. We're doing massive step foundations for these massive walls in a garden. You want to see this garden, man? 168 tons of AO4 for this garden. Like, he's a mega garden, man. And I hit the mains water with a digger. And what had the two on it, and before my father had a look, he was like, don't move, like, split it on a May bank holiday of Friday. We're out in East Cork, right at the mouth of Cork Harbour, like, just having to deal with that. We're meant to be going home for the weekend, you know? Yeah. And then we encased that in concrete, but then when I was drilling in the rebars,
hit it again.
They joined the next foundation, like, so it was tied in properly, like, I hit it again, yeah. And then ringing these Cork County Council, like, yeah, I'm that dope that hit it the first time. I'm after drilling into it again. Yeah, but it happens. Like,
stuff happens all the time.
I mean, but it's what you do next. It's what you do next.
So what's on the agenda? What does life look for? Like, you're trying to get into the property space, obviously.
Yeah.
You're gonna try and take the company to a certain level, and then you're taking the profit. Like, most people that are in around here as well will have a fantastic company.
Yeah.
They do really well, and next thing the phone rings here. Yeah. And they want to get educated a little bit, or at least get some knowledge in before they drop a couple of hundred
grand. Of course. I want to educate myself on structuring deals.
Yeah.
Finding a nice one.
Yeah.
You know, that's not going to take a massive amount of money. Getting in as a networking, a few people, maybe I could approach a few people, say, oh, I have this really good deal there.
Yeah.
Want to go in on it. And leave it to me. Sit back.
Let them bring magic. Cash. You do.
I'll do the magic. Yeah. And you know, and if anyone's watching this or anyone has watched this, and you know, they do have it, you can trust me. You know, and I'm on the lookout for deals now at the moment. I actually am, because my eyes have been open to it.
So when you say that, like, let's just take that Rialto one, right? He's now he probably will not. I don't know if you watched this, but let's just say he's bought that. You probably know the numbers and that.
Yeah.
So. What is his goal plan? Is he buying him cash? Is he buying him his own money? Is he buying to refinance? Is he buying to sell it?
Buy to let.
So he's doing buy to let,
yeah. Right, so these are assets that he's buying. He's generated his wealth.
So he's now putting the wealth back. He's putting money
in. Assets he's looking for. He's not looking for cash flow properties, you know.
Right, so imagine that for a second. He's buying that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he's probably slightly overpaying for it.
Mm-hmm.
Or what he did? I don't know.
Yes. Like, he was,
what number was it roughly?
He was like 330 or something.
Okay. So, that's probably depending on what you charge. So, him with yours, you can figure out numbers very quickly. So, he's what do you use build cost in there? He's over 100?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, that's tight. Now, imagine you found that deal properly, the way, say, Planton showed you, or the way I know you trained with a few other people.
Yeah.
So imagine if someone actually educated you properly.
Mm-hmm.
This gig's a piece of piss to you. I said to every builder that comes in
here, I know.
Why aren't you fucking doing it?
I know. I seen your story there. And
it drives me insane.
And I replied to you. You said, and well, you get one of your generic comebacks.
That's because I can't write that.
But you said you're like, if you're a builder and you're not doing this, you're definitely something anyways. And I was just like, no, what's another, for fuck's sake?
Everyone told me not to reply to that little, I have to now. Well, look.
No, but, you know, I'd be thinking bigger now, to be honest with you.
So, yeah, but let's just take his one for a second.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, raising 400 grand is going to be quite big for you.
Yeah.
Unless you have...
Well, could you, like, a bank give you 75%, they give you full renovation, would they?
They're not in the garlic, you know, if you want.
Yeah.
If it's like, you have to bridge your way in or something. You have to bridge your way in or raise private finance.
Well, I'm speaking to the man about...
Yeah. Well, I brought
the cashier here. Let's go bigger. Let's go bigger.
Let's, like, the cashier with me.
Let's go end value, like 1.3... you buy at, 450, renovation, 150, 250,
well, that's the point I'm trying to get this. So imagine you bought that at the right money.
Yeah.
And imagine the money that you can do it for.
Yeah.
Because you're making a profit on the money.
Yeah, of course, I know.
Imagine you with your determination to get in and turn this thing around, work all night long and go, ooh, it's finished.
Yeah.
Now I've got some options here. I can either rent it, build wealth.
Yeah.
But although we're flipping stuff at the moment, but... That's not building wealth.
Yeah.
That's like, I might as well go back to work here.
So I think for me, the first couple would have to be, like, you have cash flow ones, right?
Yeah.
So it'd be multiple occupants or multiple units inside a unit. And then you have profit ones, which is your flips. And then you have your asset build, which is your 2-3-bed semi-detaches.
Yeah.
That's when you have your wealth.
Mm.
I'd be looking at the first one, the cash flow ones.
Yeah.
Big cash flows. Maybe...
So you're talking about 8 or 9 bet HMO or something?
Yeah, and then or like a commercial with a strong residential above.
Yeah.
You know, something like that, you get 30 grand in on the rent on the commercial.
Why weren't you on the commercial, the resi course?
I was going to. I want so many things at the moment. You know, because I follow all the lads.
You know how much we done that course for?
12.95.
No. We done that course for 997 that was on the
website.
997 for 6 weeks training with Larkin.
I know.
Like,
Larkin,
what in the name of Jesus? Like, we give the fucking thing away. Yeah. And you know what? There's a planning game there that no one in the country would know about.
Yeah.
I went to 5 planners and the planner here, like, that doesn't work.
Yeah.
We bought a building straight before. That's
what, because I'm watching.
We can go in there and build out apartments within a 2 week period. Brand. No planning needed. Yeah.
When's next concern?
Well, no. Like, so I know. You're going to invest in all the bullshit to rub your back and
tell you on the door. You're
mixing with the wrong groups. How are you? I don't know.
No, I'm in a good few groups. I'm all into personal development and that, you know. So it's all about, at the moment with me, I think that my number one thing is until I can get to like income, like, I don't know, like 15, 20 grand a month.
Yes.
I need to just read and just grow myself and gain the knowledge and invest in courses like yourselves. And you know, and build myself up mentally and personally, and build my business up. So then I have a bit of wealth there, and then I can just go and do one of these big ones.
You know, but if you're going to stay the small one first, that's a walk in the park. You could run that in alongside your company now, and it'd be not like,
I know, yeah.
It'd be a trickle in the ocean.
Yeah, you know? I know. I said like
you could knock out 10 units in Dublin, running along back here, and you wouldn't even feel that.
Yeah.
You just wouldn't.
I know, and it's the unknown, and maybe I do need to just go and speak to you obviously have that mortgage broker.
Well, so you're clear here, we have legal team in house,
yeah.
We have mortgage team in house,
yeah.
We have finances in house, we have bridge and lending in house. So
one stop shop.
They're here.
Yeah.
Like we've read Air Labs that train with us, if they find a deal, they present it back, we'll give them funding there then.
Yeah.
Like one of our lads is doing 2 deals at the moment. He's only, I think he's 6 months out of the university. Doesn't do any of the shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Doesn't do what you do.
Yeah.
So imagine how safe it would be to give you the money.
Mm-hmm.
But we wouldn't give it to you. It goes towards the asset. So the chain is completely broken.
Yeah.
But how easy would, think about it. He has to go off and get the builder. He has to go. He's under a lot more stress than what you're under.
Yeah.
This thing you're not even thinking about. But again, keep in your circle, and you sometimes your circle's right in front of you. This lad you're doing the job for, that's a wealthy investor in England.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you just win a deal with him? Why wouldn't you tell him, I'm gonna find the next one, I'm gonna do this and he has the cash to put it in.
Absolutely. Every day is a school day and learning new things here as I'm sitting here.
Brilliant stuff.
You know.
Right, so we're getting a good feel for what you do.
Yeah.
So I see your link, your Instagram pulling out every day of the week and loads of different things. Who else is in on your team then? So you've got your brother's in with you now.
Yeah.
Your dad is there. You've a team about 8 now working.
Am I gonna grow any bigger? Probably not. Cash flow.
Yeah, it's very difficult in that game.
You know, 6 week payments on the bigger jobs and an architect or a QS or someone drops the ball for a week or two, goes away, doesn't tell anyone. Engineer doesn't come back with a drawing. Christmas happens.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? As I said, we're only running not long. You know, have to be realistic, have to keep it real. And so looking more into getting lads in and going more management.
Mm.
And with the new roofing as well, it's going to take some of my time.
Yeah. So
I have to be realistic, can't do everything.
Yeah, yeah.
Can't keep on top of the lads all the time.
Yeah.
Lads, there's a job, there's a price, go do it, please.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You see,
and just to follow up on it.
Mm.
And to make sure.
But again, you're a tradesman, so you understand that these lads work extremely hard and your responsibility is to send them home. Is your payments weekly?
Yeah.
So you have probably went home Fridays, you know yourself, and she's coming down with the money and Christmas is coming and never comes and you go home freaked.
because you've only you like as much as you think you've loads of money, you might not. You might have paid everyone else out.
Payslips come in.
Yeah, but that
payroll and it's like, fuck, don't have to.
Yeah, and your crew is your crew.
Do you know what I mean? And it's not, yeah, as you said, it's not only us then, they all have families as well.
Yeah.
They'll have mortgages, they'll have direct debits.
Yes, you've a lot of blinkers on
you. Yeah, a lot on you, and the crew that we have now is a good little crew. And
let's talk about your next, let's talk about one of your next bigger projects. You've a big one coming up.
Yeah, final price going in, and it is ours. You know, it's a massive landmark house on North Dublin coast.
Right, okay.
It's going to be landmark. The architect, and this is one of the largest architects in the country. It's kind of.
He was got picked for the project.
Yeah, through a previous project.
Right.
There's so many big name builders have been involved in this, and I've dropped out because we're all afraid.
Yeah.
There's a big seawall in this.
Right, he's afraid.
Be afraid of a seawall. No, no bother to O'Malley's.
You don't want body in the slightest.
No, not that.
He's a plan that he's having.
Yeah, we were in place. Yeah. And we're going to go do that. We're changing up. They want to do a casting situ. It's impossible. This is on the beach.
Right.
You know, it's UNESCO World Heritage site, and the beach can't be on the beach. How are we going to shore a wall? We're not out on the beach, not out on one side of it. You know, it's a casting situ job.
But again, like my experience with the bigger stuff as well, sometimes it's not as profitable as going in and doing 10 attics and
talent. No, yeah.
I mean, you could make, is it a name you're trying to make? You're trying to make money. Sometimes when you actually look at it, like if you actually sat down here, drew out your business plan, and little houses in Rialto were churning you out 100 grand.
Yeah.
And you've got four of them on,
mm-hmm.
or you've got yourself into some massive project.
Yeah.
That's going to take you for...
It's the name that we're trying to chase on this. You know, it landed on, it's who it's for.
So you want to do it and that's the end of it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who this is for is just amazing. And the circles he's in, it's just... Who's your builder? Oh, it's Chris from Macera.
Yeah.
Hello.
So you just want to be known in them?
Known in that.
Yeah.
And then I'm the man.
Yeah.
You know, we'll pull this off.
How much work is in it?
You're looking at about nine, 10 months, weather dependent.
So you say a year's project?
Year project.
Yeah. Is that your whole crew tied up for that year?
No, only
just bits.
One or two lads, yeah. The house has been shipped in from Estonia.
Okay.
David Fella, based down in Cork. He comes in, bish bash bosh, 5-6 weeks, he's on site. Makes a water tie. We do the roof finish, polyurethane roof on it. And fit it out.
Right.
It's the main work, it's the seawall and the groundworks and the demolition of the house on that.
Which your dad has plenty of experience.
That's it, man. We're born and bred.
It's in your family.
So we do.
Yeah.
You know.
So that's the big one out of the way for the year. That's going to be probably your biggest. And then just to float a few smallies.
Yeah, and there's another, I think it's about 12,500 square foot commercial video. They don't ever tell me in the last minute, sort of, you know, that kind of way.
What's the story with commercial fit-outs?
So we specialise in crèches,
new
housing developments. So if anyone in childcare,
we have,
I know them at the back of my hand.
Setting them out.
What's needed, square meterage, 43 metre, and only exactly the square meter of the toilets. What you need your.
Say, Larkin, I'd love to shake your. Let's say you and Larkin, if I locked that door now and you just turned to that board, you'd be murdering here.
Yeah, no, I know off the back of my hand. I can manage these from a distance now.
Right, so you have
five of them. I've delivered 1,000 childcare and children's spaces in this country in the Leicester region in the last 2 or 3 years. You know, 1,000. These are 200 kid crèches, 20, 22, 23, 24 staff, 26 bathrooms in them, 10 room crèches, 10 kitchenettes, massive 800 square meters outdoor areas. And we do everything. We do all our fireproofing, do the joinery package, we do the dry line, and we do the studs, we do the skimming. I don't do tape and joint. So, is any tape and joint is here? No way.
So, on our last project, we decided we test tape and joint. It's not for me. Touch off the wall.
And then you get your corn in and it's all crumbly and what you do with it.
It's a couple of grand cheaper, but it's not worth it.
There's nothing wrong with skimming. And why are we trying to get rid of a trade? Seriously. You know, there's these lads who are skimmers and they are excellent. skimmers work hard, man. Once that skim starts going on, they can't stop.
Yeah.
You know, my lad I have, he's excellent. He just goes and goes and goes.
Mm.
And so we're 100% skim. As I said, we do all our own fire packages.
Mm.
So all the fire bath, fireproofing, fire collars, my own stickers, my own fire reports, do all it in-house.
Have you got an in-house fire lad working for us?
No, we do it ourselves.
Okay, so
you know, just from experience, we used the what's the Hilti's app, SiteMate, is it? Yeah, SiteServe or something. Anyways, we use a Hilti app for making the product. It all looks legit. It is legitimate. It's proper. So we it allows me to do it at my own pace. If you're not getting one of these fire crews in, you know, fireproof, everything has to be ready for them. They go around and it doesn't work like that. You know, it's just too much. It takes the pressure off you. Well, I have my own skimmer as well, so I don't have to have everything ready for a crew of 20 skimmers to come in one day. And anyways, we do skimming properly. We skim the ceiling, then we skim two walls, and we go somewhere else. Then we go back and skim the other two walls. We do not leave cracks.
Mm.
Never. You know, we don't leave cracks. And you go in and skim a room all in one, or you have lads going in and skimming your room all in one, it's the wrong way of doing it.
So he's just putting on a few gauges a day and then heading to the next room?
Next room, yeah. There's plenty of it for him to be doing on his commercial fit-outs.
Yeah.
But yeah, no. So we do it like that. And then I said we do all our own joinery packages. We have 44 fire doors and these and screens. And we do all our own joinery package.
Where are you buying material at?
Material? Do you know what? One of the hardest things for me when I was getting going was finding someone to give me an account. No one would give me an account. And I had this massive 839,000 euro job to do and I had no account. And I had 12 grand.
To start the job?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I got, but then.
we have a big mindset coach in here. He's one of the best in the country. He's worldwide.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's worked with the biggest names going. And one of the last things, he does it for all for a university. Because remember, people are coming from standard jobs and then they're tackling the world of property. So they need a mindset.
I
said it to you earlier on.
Yeah.
Rubbing my back. You might as well beat me with some for me to. I just don't read stuff. I don't listen. I'm just given the project and I deliver.
Yeah.
And I'm like, follow me. This is what's happening. I don't need all the fucking.
But I'll give them a shout out now, anyways, because it's Moores in Newbridge.
Okay.
Top line. They gave me an account.
Right.
And Paddy, thank you very much. And I'll never forget it. When I'm building housing estates, Moores in Newbridge are going to be supplying me.
How much did they give you your first run?
First. 10 grand.
Yeah.
10 grand, 30 days. Yeah. You know,
gets you
we've gone over the 30, you know.
Yeah. Look, I mean,
grand gone the first week.
Manning Building Supporters told me, pick a house, you do the house, come back to us and we'll start you. I have an account down there and this thing got it.
Yeah.
I walked in, you're a man from the thing, doing a house in Rialto. Oh, yeah, no problem. What do you need? Need an account.
Yeah. Mannion's,
great builders.
In Rialto's.
Great builder provider.
We use them. Because obviously in Rialto, and we actually don't have an account. I need to go and fill out the form.
Yeah, you don't. I'll give you Caroline's number. You'd be grand.
But the lads are dropping stuff down to us on the forks.
They're
excellent. And we just go in and clear it every 2 weeks.
Mm.
You know, the lads, we just send the lads down to get whatever they need. Yeah. And we go in and clear it. But so if I'm in town, we use Mannion's. And then when we're
and they have a big practice in Ballymount.
They're excellent. They've all the bits, the cappings that you need and all that. Good stuff. Mm. Good stuff.
And they're a great bunch of lads too. Again, so when we're doing refinancing packages of houses, not I know people think you're in the property, everything's hunky dory, loads of money flowing from every direction. It doesn't.
Yeah.
You're under massive stress.
Yeah.
You have to work with people.
Yeah.
You have to be able to contain it. You have to be able to get a refinance package done. But again, they give me flexibility down there. So they're not on my case after 30 days. They understand when my refinance comes back in.
Some of the bigger ones will cut you off.
Yeah, they'll cut you off, which is no good for business. So
absolutely not. And but they're great. Like we do a whole, and then we do a lot of bathrooms. Bathrooms and houses. Real nice bathrooms.
Yeah.
High quality.
Can we see this on your Facebook, your Instagram?
You see, there's savage bathrooms on there, and the likes of Sam Hamid Tiles out in Kill. he's small lad, he's a little teen, got me gear off him for them, you know. And then, yeah, so it's just, I like go to the smaller lads.
Lovely stuff. Right, so again, then let's just jump into a bit of mindset, because I think the mindset thing, although we in our training company, we see this all the time.
Yeah.
My mindset can be completely to Aussies, completely different. It could be completely different to yours.
Yeah.
Could be completely different to things. So there's this thing called self-development, right?
Yeah.
Now, I totally agree with it.
Yeah.
I think it's great. Some people need it, some people don't. Yeah. Some people need knowledge. And they take the knowledge and they're gone.
Yeah.
Other people need someone just to fix them and say, you are capable of doing this thing.
Yeah.
You are, and give you a boost of energy you may need.
Yeah.
Where are you at with self-development? Where are you at with mindset stuff?
Yeah, so...
Or who have you trained with? Or
I do, yeah. So I've done Joe Doyle. And yeah. I've done him last year. And then I'm with Tom Smith at the moment.
What's he like?
Tom Smith's based up in Belfast. Good, excellent. Nothing wrong to say. Good stuff. The people involved are good stuff. He's great staff. Really great staff. They love reaching out to you. And with Tom is, you don't think you're going to get the personal touch, but you do. He's hands-on with you.
This is the dude in the jet.
This is the dude in the jet.
I just sit here looking out that window going,
yeah.
I just sit here looking out the window and go, that looks like a nice jet.
No.
Some people are into the jets.
Into the jets he is. And each their own. And
10X, baby.
10X, baby. Shut up, Grant Cardone. How many is he on? 4,400 or something?
For
properties. How many?
Cardone Capital.
Yeah.
15,000, 14,000 out there. Yeah, he's huge.
He's billions, isn't
he? A couple of billion, yeah.
Yeah.
I met him. Yeah, he's a nice bloke. Yeah. Don't get me wrong, I'm not. Some of his stuff is really, really good.
Yeah.
Really good.
Yeah.
It's not me running around with 10X logos.
I don't know if you're into your goal, right, and all that. Oh, yeah, I think it's very important.
Mm.
It was said in the Bible 7 times, it all comes back to it, you reap what you sow.
Yeah.
You know, and for everyone that asks may receive it, for everyone that knocks may be opened up to him. You know, and everyone who seeks may find.
Yeah.
You know, you're not going to get proper deals unless you go and look for them. You're not going to get investors unless you go knocking on the doors. And you're not going to find anything that you need unless you go and look for it.
Mm.
And that all of the mindset stuff all comes back to that. And I don't know, Napoleon Hill, Think and Grow Rich, like the power of your thoughts, the power of your mind, and you reap what you sow.
Mm.
So if you think of your mind as a fertile field, and a farmer has a field outside, and he plants nightshade, which is a deadly poison, or you can plant corn, the ground's not going to distinguish what it is. It's still going to grow both, but one's a deadly poison, one's food.
Mm.
You think of your mind how fertile that is. Whatever you put into your mind, it will grow, and you can, if you believe it, you can achieve it.
Mm.
100%.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with you there.
And that's what the mindset comes down to. And
is that what Tom is working with John?
Yeah, 100%. And writing your goals and any self-doubt you have, it's just like, why not? Why not you? Look at the abundance out there.
Mm.
Why not me? You were saying that you're from the depths of talent. Why not you?
Yeah.
You know, the only one stopping you is you.
Yeah, yeah.
And anyone watching this, like, just go out and do it.
Well, there's a lot of people think it's not for them. Like, I actually thought when property... See, there's a couple of things in life that I just... there's a lot of things I'm absolutely useless at.
Yeah.
Right? I come in here, the staff here, I don't have to send an email. That's not me.
Yeah.
You will never, ever get an email from me. It's not going to happen. You only get a response. That's not me. Like, you'll know my email. You'll be like, what take son of a bitch sent that?
Yeah.
Right? It's not me. It'll be all capitals. It'll be all spelled wrong.
Yeah.
Because it's not me.
Yeah.
My job is to bring business in and deliver on the goods. And that's what I do very, very well.
Yeah.
And connect with people. Yeah. All the other stuff, everyone else has their own position. I stay well out of their lanes.
Yeah.
I'm not. Like, when I'm around here, I'm annoying people.
Yeah.
So I'm constantly out of their lanes. But again, I totally understand mindset.
Yeah.
I genuinely do. Because if you're coming from where I came from, Mentala, and seeing all the things I've seen in life, number one, hardens you the fuck right up.
Yeah, of course.
But again, it also gives you determination to push through when the thunderstorms come. I had, you know, grow up with three brothers, which were fairly hard people, and
you know, there was no, I was the youngest.
Yeah.
So I wasn't really ever messed with by anyone. But again, I think in a mindset scenario in business, if you're heading into business and you're going to take on an investment of a couple of hundred grand, you're going to take someone's money for a couple of hundred grand, you have to be able to deliver it. Yeah. So if you're a fucking bag of potatoes and we give you a project to do and you crumble, your life is just going to be turmoil.
Yeah, of course. Well, you can spot them people out, and the people who are really seeking out and are in these mindset groups and all, it's because they have the hard work. And when you realize, if you have the hard work in you, like, the work is the work, and the work will just continue on happening.
Mm.
It's the work that you do on yourself that matters. You think what you pay for, you're not paying for your time. Mm. You don't come in here for whatever, 40 hours, 50 hours. You're not paying for your time. You pay for your value. And how do you increase your value? Like, bearing yourself and bringing more to the table. And that's what self-development is for me.
It makes you just achieve more.
Better yourself. Mm. Like, books in, like, how to influence people. I don't know if you know, the personal MBA, that's what I'm reading now at the moment. Josh Kaufman. You know, it's a book where it's like,
I can't take anymore.
Everything from business, all into one book.
Yeah.
You know, I'm learning loads out of it. You know, about perceived value, about marketing, finance and all this
kind of stuff. What do you, so do you think you can be doing too much of, like, at what point do you say to yourself,
sometimes just calm down, Chris, a bit, you know, I want everything.
Mm.
I'm going to get it. Like.
But again, you have to be able to focus on, one thing Cardone said, you do have to become obsessed.
Yeah.
And you come obsessed with one thing.
Yeah.
Or you take it, God loves people with an addiction. But if you take that addiction into business, you're just a different beast.
Yeah, 100%.
And that is one thing that he always said, and it is 100% correct. You just focus on...
Hell for leather, I'm up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
So what's your day typically look like?
Wake up at 4, go do a run, go do push-ups, just get a bit of exercise, get the metabolism going. Then come back, cup of coffee, write me goals, gratitude, me mantra, you know, and just be grateful for everything in my life, you know, and we're so blessed, even just living in this country, we're so blessed.
Were you always grateful for stuff in your life?
No.
Did you have an issue with it?
It was just lost for many years, alcohol, drug use, typical stuff that, that is affecting so many young people in Ireland at the moment, and it's a national epidemic, and we need to talk more about it.
We had Liberty Soup running here, and Jesus Christ, that man does some great, great work, Chris. Shout out to Chris tonight. He does some great work. I'm actually going in on Sunday night, walking around town as well, just to keep your feet firmly on the ground.
Yeah, and it's been a lot of changes in my life recently, and grow up and take responsibility for everything that I have done and take responsibility in my life. And I have a daughter, you know, a past relationship, and I have a new fiance who's great and wants to start another family. I want loads of kids, and you know, just be,
you want it all.
I want it all.
And taking no prisoners.
But just to be a good man and to give back. And also one of my big things in my life is to get young lads into trades again.
Yeah. There's no one in it.
Oh, lads, we have de-skilled as a nation.
Mm.
We're just de-skilled.
Mm.
You know, the tape and joints is a great example of it. Why is there not skimmers to skim the bills?
Yeah.
You have big housing developers tape and jointing the houses. Mm. You're walking up these lands and a lot of screws are popped.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's just absolute drivel.
Yeah.
But yeah, to make a big change, and we've just sponsored a set of jerseys for St. John's GAA. And we're sponsoring two more jerseys for Ballantyre Community School.
Yeah.
I'm very proud of the school I went to.
Yeah.
You know, and to try get people in there.
I'd love to give me experience by kicking them out.
Yeah, yeah. I was a bollocks as well. You know, to get this whole mentality changed that you don't go to college. What's wrong in Ireland now is we're a nation of tradesmen.
Yeah.
We built England, we built America, and now we're not building.
Mm.
All the young lads,
but it's hard to get out there. You're not sitting there playing the PlayStation anymore.
No,
it's fucking hard.
Yeah,
I'm literally only off a roof before we came in. Yeah, there. I flew home, had two quick sandwiches, got up here. There's no one to do that. And when I'm talking to business owners and I'm talking about their family, I'm saying, what's the problem? My son's not going to do this shit.
Yeah.
My daughter's not going to do this shit.
Molly Coddle.
My own daughter, my son, because he's done it. My daughter will tell you now, go away from me. I don't care. That thing is just not for me.
Yeah.
So there is a lot of, like, what's coming up next just doesn't like hard work.
No, and it's great. Me, I still class myself as young.
Yeah.
29, and some old people down, like, you know, just have it in me to just keep going. And there's other lads my age, and there's other great builders out there, you know.
Yeah.
Savage lads in Dublin and around. I just don't want to come across it. I'm the only good great lads out there, you know, doing great work. And it's get more of it, you know, and for lads to be proud to be a tradesman and proud to be, in the building industry.
That's what I'm saying. Like, what I am picking up is definitely off you, is that you're now taking life very seriously.
Yeah.
And you're taking your own personal stuff seriously. You're obviously setting goals out to have some wealth in your back.
Yeah.
You're obviously taking your mental health. You're taking you're not taking the piss anymore.
No.
You found whatever it is.
I want to be the name.
Yeah. And it's starting to, you're taking that over now into your business,
yeah,
which is fantastic.
Yeah.
That's definitely what I'm at there. I can feel that coming, yeah, and I could from the start. So look, congratulations on everything you're doing.
Thank you.
I hope to God that the Platinum Network, I know there's a few of them online there tonight. I hope that they reach out to you. Yeah. I hope we can go into the future a bit more.
Yeah, absolutely.
Maybe, and I wasn't being, when you said earlier on to be about books and self-development, just so we're all clear, people think I'm a psychopath when I say this. I don't read anything physically. I've probably read two or three books in my whole entire life. I wrote a book. But again, I listen to podcasts going to bed. So I listen to business podcasts. I don't watch telly. Only for an amount with my wife.
Yeah.
Sit there, watch
I
that.
Know. Yeah, since Christmas, I feel like I've a new push. I sat at the table over Christmas, you know. This is honest to God true.
Yeah.
I sat at the table. I'd given up drinking and that a year previous. And, you know, some people think, like, oh, look, he's doing great and all.
Yeah, yeah.
You're sitting there and he's like, am I?
Yeah.
Do you know? And I sat down and, I started crying and I was just like level up again.
Yeah, you need,
You know, a real good look at myself. And I've done a real hard push and poor Atlanta, man.
Yeah.
I got home and I sit at the kitchen table. I get home, I get up before, man, I'm out the door before 6. I get home after 6. I eat dinner. She has it ready for me. I eat dinner, man. The laptop is out before I eat. And I sit down at the laptop.
Mm.
I'm there till 8, 9 o'clock. And then if I even sit down.
Time you in the bed at?
9 o'clock.
On the button?
Yeah.
That's good going.
But if I sit down.
Yeah, because you're working yourself.
Poor Lance has been trying to finish Game of Thrones or so. I know you haven't watched it in 4 months.
Yeah.
You know, I haven't watched anything in 4 months.
Yeah.
And but then I was reading a book in Transverse Reality. It's about balance. And it's
no since, balance when you're grown. No. And someone said to me one day, can you ask your mindset coach, Owen, can I ask him a question there? This work-life balance is an issue in my house. He just started laughing. Like, there is no plan. And that's when people say, well, let me tell you about plan B. When I hear that shit, there is no fucking plan B. No, it's plan A, motherfucker, and we're winning.
And I've even said to me, I don't care.
There is no plan B.
It's all or no. I don't care. You know, if you have to be willing to it all up in the air.
Listen, if you can set an agenda out and you de-risk things as best you can, which you can if you're getting into property especially, right? You definitely can. And you set an agenda out and you put all your Tom Smith's work, whoever you've been training with, you just load all that son of a bitch up and point it into the right direction.
Yeah.
This you done.
Yeah.
Like, no plan B, no plan C. It's this is what we're doing and it's happening and it's going to take me 12 months or a month or 2 months. Yeah, exactly. So if you've done it, then it's just, and especially if you get into property, you only have to do it once, and then you repeat the business. Yeah, yeah. So 100%. It's literally like, you never forget.
Like you see the man, Chris O'Malley. I can see it. I just need to step into the shoes.
Yeah.
There's
yeah.
only one person in the way, and it's me.
Yeah. Well, look, Chris.
100%. Absolutely.
You're very, very welcome on board. Any more final thoughts? Any more last tips you want to go on and give anyone? Anyone shout out that you think has
given shout out to Lucas.
Lucas is a great guy.
Lucas, Roofing Cartel. Can't wait to do
more. Roofing Cartel.
Yeah. Well, we're Safe Seal. Mm. I like seeing the brands on point. Safe Seal.
Sounds good.
Yeah, thank you very much. And we're going to push forward in that. And just thanks for everyone, for anyone that listens to this. And as you said, if you want to get in contact with us,
where can they catch you?
They catch me on Instagram, Matt Chira, Construction Limited. And then I'm sure we'll be able to.
Do you like what we've done for you?
I love it. I love it. And it looks great up there.
Yeah, yeah. We'll get Ozzy to chop this up for you and get it out there.
Yeah.
Listen, best of luck into the future. I hope whatever property training you've done in the past serves you well. And again, if you're ever in the doors here, you're very, very more than welcome.
Yeah.
Chat to you soon.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you.